You're listening to the Kerry Woodham Mornings Podcast from Newstalk ZB.
Yesterday, we were wondering what National's announcement was going to be around education. Today, we know. From where I'm sitting, it's pretty good. The basics are primary and intermediate schools will teach students for at least 1 hour a day on each of the topics of reading, writing, and maths. And children will be tested at least twice a year to make sure that they've got it, that they understand what they're being taught. It's a commitment to New Zealand's children that their education will ensure they will be literate and numerate when they leave school. It's a commitment that New Zealanders will once again see our education system ranked as one of the best in the world. A commitment that wherever you and your child are in the country, your education or your child's education won't be left to chance or fate. And of course, the unions and Labour have come out and criticised it. Jan Tinetti, the education minister, says that forcing children to do an hour each of reading, writing and maths every day isn't going to make them enjoy it or learn better. More intensive testing isn't going to make school a place they want to be. She says Labour has invested in our kids, upgraded nearly every school in the country, improved teachers' pay, and introduced programs that help parents and make kids want to be at school. So why are the truancy rates the highest they've ever been, Jan? Come on, love. Have a look at your stats. Why are your teachers on strike? Why are we the worst in just about every single category? Sure, if National had come at this out of thin air and said, this is what we're going to do to the curriculum just because we feel like it, just because. Well, sure. But when you say that you make kids want to be at school, the truancy figures are the worst they've ever been. That is pure BS on your part. Can't even counter it. For all the government spending, absolutely nothing has changed on their watch. In fact, things have got worse. Labour has spent $5 billion more on education, hired 1,400 more public servants, and yet our kids are going backwards. For all their time in government, there has been no improvement in Year 8 results. Only 45% of Year 8 kids are at the level they should be in maths. Only 35% are at curriculum level in writing. Two-thirds of secondary school students failed to meet the minimum standard in reading, writing and maths. 98% of Decile 1 Year 10 students failed a basic writing test. It's appalling. And she has the temerity to try and defend Labour's record. Christopher Luxon says some teachers have told him they're not confident about what they're doing, and that is hardly surprising. The founder of the Education Hub, Dr. Nina Hood, spoke to the Mike Hosking Breakfast this morning and says there are a range of factors that contribute to teachers' lack of confidence. The curriculum is the main one.
One is the fact that we have a curriculum at the moment that is largely devoid of content, and so there's not a lot of structure or support for teachers to know exactly what they should be teaching.
You realise what you just said, though, didn't you?
I do, and I realise how inherently wrong that is as well. The curriculum has been problematic because it's relied on individual teachers and individual schools having the knowledge and expertise to be able to design a coherent curriculum.
Devoid of content. So fine. Grizzle and moan all you like about a standardised education system, but that's what we had before when we produced literate, numerate young people from our schools. I've banged on time and time again about how we're letting down our kids, this generation of kids, and we are. If you go back to the 90s, young New Zealanders were better educated than they are now. We are going backwards. What we have right now in our schools is some sort of interpretive dance where far too many young people, and I'm not going to say they're failing, they are being let down. The teachers too are being let down by not having the resources and the structure they need to deliver the results they want. Good on Christopher Luxon for making education an election issue. I couldn't believe it when I read Matthew Hooton's column that education doesn't make the top issues concerning voters according to their own pollsters. And it's a lowly 11th in the IPOS New Zealand Issues Monitor. It shouldn't be. Education should be top of mind for every single New Zealander.
For more from Kerry Woodham Mornings, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 9 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.